I've covered most subjects, I reckon, on this show after about 16, 17 years on air. I've talked about cocktails, I've talked about murders, but never the two together. Well, that's about to change. Joining me on the line now is Chiara Sondoreca, who's a lover of all things true crime and a boozy beverage. Her book is called Mixology and Murder and combines the two. It's a book of cocktails inspired by infamous serial killers, cold cases, cults and other disturbing true crime stories. Welcome to the show, Chiara.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you with us. And what an interesting book. I love it. It's something very, very different.
So, yes, quite.
So have you always loved kind of true crime and stuff? Where did your love for that come from?
Yeah, it's been around for a while. I think kind of once I was like, you know, got into college, I just like started watching more and more, you know, documentaries, and a lot of those kind of were true crime documentaries. And then my sister also was in it, and we, you know, we found true crime podcasts and things like that. And we just like really got sucked in. And so, yeah, for the past few years, it's just been like one of my main hobbies, reading, watching, listening to, you know, these true crime stories. I've just been, you know, fascinated with it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because crime fiction is a massively popular genre, not just to read, mm-hmm. but also to watch on TV with series or films, of course. But true crime kind of takes it to a whole new level, doesn't it? With crime fiction, people often say, you know, it's a great form of escapism and gets you thinking, gosh, you know, what would I do in that sort of situation? But true crime are about, you know, really awful things that have actually happened. I mean, are you a bit scared to leave the house now?
I wouldn't say, I mean, sometimes, especially if I had just listened to something that was like particularly, you know, frightening. But I think it's just one of the things that makes true crime so fascinating and like gives it, for me, that little bit of edge above like fiction crime stories is just like, these did happen to like real everyday average people. Like it could happen to practically anyone. And so it's like almost puts you a little more in the situation, and you do get just that little bit more of like, well, what would I do and how would I be able to handle this? And it's definitely made me very like aware of my surroundings and just like conscious of like, okay, if a situation like this happened to me right now, like how would I get out of it? Things like that. So it kind of just like places you, I feel like, a little bit more in the narrative. So.
Yeah. And do you think that's a good thing then, that you're more aware of what you would do in that situation? Do you think you'd be more prepared than somebody who maybe wasn't into true crime because you've heard and read so many stories?
I don't know if it would necessarily. I mean, I personally feel a little bit safer and like more conscious than I probably would have been as just a person a few years ago. You know, just always like locking your doors and, you know, simple things like that, that people like take for granted. But I think sometimes like people just don't do. But, you know, these true crime stories, they happen and like so out of control of like, you know, out of the person's control. And so I can't say that necessarily like, you know, I would fare better than anyone else. But I do think I like personally feel a little more like secure after I've heard these stories and I've been able to like think about them and place myself into that situation and be like, okay, what could I possibly do to, you know, avoid and like something like this happening to me. So,
I think everyone's seen films, normally fiction films, granted, but where we see the main character doing something and you're kind of shouting at the screen going, no, you know, you hear a noise outside in the garden in the dark and off she goes to kind of see what the noise is. And you're kind of going, don't go outside. Why would you go outside?
Lock your doors, pretend it's not there.
Exactly. And that you do tend to avoid forests, though, I understand.
Oh, yeah. That came from the podcast, My Favorite Murder. Like, one of the sayings I always have is stay out of the forest. Just so many insane, like, random true crime stories, like, take place in forests. And so I'm just like, it's better to not if I don't have to.
Yeah, no, fair enough. So how did you kind of make the connection between your love of true crime stories and cocktails?
Yeah. So I work for a nonfiction publishing company, Ulysses Press. And so we do lots of, you know, fun pop culture books, like cookbooks, cocktail books, things like that. And so I was actually just like thinking of like a fun blog post to do, something that would, and I just picked out like, you know, cocktails and true crime, two things that I really like. So I was like, I can write about this real quick and like maybe make a fun quiz, things like that. And so when I like just brought the idea to the team, they were like, this could be a real cocktail book. And I was like, you know what? It like absolutely could. And so they like gave me the chance to write it. So it was really just like a whim, like an idea I had, and it just kind of turned into a full blown book. So
so what did you do then? Have you taken classic cocktail recipes and just kind of named them differently? Is that what you've done?
Yeah. So I didn't want to go too far into, you know, like creating my own cocktails or something like that. I'm not, you know, not a professional bartender or a mixologist. I think I just really wanted to bring, you know, pair classic cocktails with like these classic true crime stories. So yeah, most of them, I renamed them, themed them a little differently. If something had like an immediate connection, like the true crime story could be like had a fun link with like the name of a cocktail, that was really great. And I love to go with those. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to do a classic approach to like both of the topics, but put together.
Yeah. So, for example, there is a story in there talking about the Manson family cult, which I think most people will sadly be familiar with. And you've paired that story with a refreshing glass of Helter Skelter Sangria.
Yes. So yeah, for that one, I just like sangria to me is, you know, it's like a cocktail, a drink that I like you share. A lot of times with like people, we make it in a big pitcher. And so it's kind of like a communal drink. And so with that one, I like the little alliteration with like Helter Skelter and then like the Skelter going into sangria, but also it's just like, you know, a cocktail that you usually share with a lot of people. And that felt very like culty to me. And so, yeah, that one was just a fun one I thought would just fit with that one. So.
Yeah. And what, tell us about some of the others you've got then.
So some of the other ones I had fun, you know, like pairing with true crime stories. In the serial killer cocktail section, there's one that's called Baker's Buttered Rum. And so I did that one because the buttered rum has a little bit of like, it's not baking necessarily, but it's like a little bit more of like extra work with making this like batter that you then like put the hot rum and apple cider on top of. And that one I paired with the story of a baker, Robert Hansen, who was a serial killer in Alaska. And so like he was a baker, owned a bakery, and it kind of fit. I felt like it fit with that cocktail that has a little more like quote unquote baking element. So that one was fun. Some of the ones like the Green River Grasshopper, we have a grasshopper cocktail, you know, it's this beautiful like green cover and color. And then you have, you know, the Green River serial killer, Gary Ridgway. And so like the two colors just like kind of fit well. So it's kind of like, you know, finding those little threads that you could pair together to just make like a fun experience with cocktails and true crime.
Yeah. So have you tasted all of these? Was it part of the research for the book that it was imperative that you had to try them all and make sure that the name fit?
Yeah. So yes, most of them, I did some of the ones that were like kind of a little more like simple classic ones that I've had before. So like the old fashioned that's the very first cocktail in the book. I didn't make that one cause I like already knew it. So I didn't have to test that one. But yeah, most of them, yes. It was very fun to make and then, you know, write about.
Yeah, I bet it was. So have you got any particular favorites?
So I do. I mentioned the buttered rum. Love that one. It's also just a great for the time of the year, like fall going into winter. It's a nice warm drink. It's like, I really like it for this time of year. And then I also like the sake sarin drop, which is kind of like a little scoop off, like a lemon drop. But it uses sake instead. So that was just a fun one. I like to, that I kind of just experimented with and it was worked out really well. So it's very simple, but you know, very delicious. So that one's one of my favorites too.
What about the Milwaukee Corpse Reviver? That sounds interesting.
Oh. Yes, that one, Yes, that one I felt was very fitting. I did pair that one with Jeffrey Dahmer, Corpse Survivor. You know, it's kind of morbid, but that one was, that one was an interesting one. I like have a love-hate relationship with gin. And so I was like, with all the gin drinks, I was like very excited to like try because, you know, maybe like mix it and put it with certain things. But I actually do really like, I do like Corpse Survivor. That was a good one. So
you've come to enjoy gin a bit more through this then, have you?
Yes. Yeah. A little bit more of a appreciative of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing the different tastes you can get with gin. And I mean, the gin on its own, you can get some that are more kind of berry flavored, others that with cucumber and that kind of thing, the different flavors within the gin itself. But then even the different tonic, just keeping it simple with a gin and tonic, all the different tonics that you can get and the different flavors can make a big difference. So I mean, I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but vodka's kind of vodka, but gin, you can go to so many different places with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, it's been really interesting chatting with you. The book is called Mixology and Murder, and it's by Kiera Sondereka, who we've been chatting with. The book is available on our website, tre.radio. Kiera, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.